Here we are on Dishpan Hands, speaking with Jeffrey Powell from 16mm. And I just feel so totally lucky to be able to do this. I stumbled across 16mm recently on YouTube, and it's just the power of the internet and communication these days. In no time, I was able to have this great back and forth emailing session with Jeffrey, and we were able to set things up for this interview today. So, how are you doing today, Jeffrey?
I'm doing pretty good. It's sunny here in Vancouver, so anytime it's sunny, it's a nice day to be alive, isn't it?
Most definitely. And it's absolutely gorgeous out here in the townships as well. We had a little cold spell overnight where it went down to about 1 degree, but it's climbing back up there again, so that's good. So here's the thing. We need to know a little bit about this fantastic band, 16mm. As I had told you, I'm from the Eastern Townships, and this is a pretty close-knit area. People are really curious about each other and kind of like to have an idea about their backgrounds and just who their neighbors are. So tell us about yourself, Jeffrey, and about the band.
Well, I don't really know who my neighbor is. I live in an apartment building. I've never actually met the person, but I think it's a woman that lives across from me. But maybe that can be for a follow-up interview. With respect to the band, Matthew and I had met, I guess it was about 4 years ago. We worked in a record store together, which is oftentimes how many bands, I guess, start playing together. And anyways, the funny thing was that we hadn't really done a lot of talking when he and I had worked together. It was only until the last day that I kind of looked in his eyes and he looked in mine, and we kind of saw into each other's souls. And we fell in like with each other, and we got together and started writing material together, and it became a fast process, and kind of leads us up to where we are, I guess, right now.
Oh, that's fantastic. So it's boy meets boy in record store, and both have musical interests and an interest in moving forward with the creation of a band, and along comes 16mm. So how did you cultivate the rest of your posse, the 16mm band itself?
Well, the posse's been a bit of a rotating posse. We've been, Matt and I have been fortunate enough for the period in which we've been together to work with some really talented people, and for one reason or another, people have kind of come in and out of the band, as, you know, many other bands out there will know of reasons why, and anyways, the current lineup right now, which is Catherine on the keyboards, Joel on the drums, and we have a fill-in guitarist right now, Johnny, who plays in the Black Halos. And I guess Catherine came along because she was a mutual acquaintance of mine from someone else who actually used to play with us. And I had sort of re-met her while I was really drunk on my birthday. October, and I began chatting with her, and she looked interesting, and then I realized that I recognized her, and we started talking, and we had an opening for the keyboard position, which she was able to fill in quite nicely, and the drummer Joel, we had happened upon him through a mutual friend. And the funny story with that is that my friend Sydney is friends with, I believe it's Clem, who's the drummer from Blondie, and Joel is from the UK, and he had met Clem out in the UK at a drumming workshop.
Oh,
and
wow.
I guess he had said to him, he had quite an extensive conversation, and said to him at a certain point, "I'm going to be in Vancouver in a couple of weeks. I see you're playing Casino. Can I meet up with you when you get there?" So he ended up meeting up with him when he was there, and Sydney was there, and then Sydney introduced him to me at the Juno Fest show that we had played recently, because we had a sub in then. So it's a bit of a long-winded story with him, but the short and the punchline is that Blondie is the reason we have a drummer right now.
That is some pretty hot stuff.
Yeah, so wow. You know, when you talk about random things happening, you know, I never knew that our band would have a Blondie connection, but in fact, 16mm and Blondie
There's people were drawing a lot of parallels, though, to the early 80s. So I guess that's kind of a logical connection, I suppose,
yeah,
in a way.
Yeah.
Is that what you hear? Do you hear an early 80s connection in 16 millimeter music, or do you feel that yourself? Or what? Like, how would you describe it?
Well, you know, I mean, you sort of draw influences all over the place. For a time, we were heavily influenced by Roxy music, which was mostly, I guess, in the 70s. Then we had sort of been listening to Style Council, which is getting into the 80s a bit. I mean, it sort of ranges across the board, but it seems like a lot of the influences that we've pulled from have been from that era. But we've been conscious about trying to refine it and not fall into that 80s new wave genre that's kind of come and go and is on its last legs right now. So a lot of the hooky elements, you know, can be said to be taken from some of those bands. But then again, you know, there's a band like Pulp, which we've been, you know, influenced by as well, and that's more in the early 90s, really. So
I think we're
across the board. And then again, you know, we're back sort of with Elvis Costello. Right now we're going through a heavy Elvis Costello phase, which when I say, you know, we go through a phase, I mean, Matt and I, you know, ultimately, because we spend so much time together writing, he and I, you know, ultimately, anything that he listens to will translate into things that I can listen to, or vice versa. So it's not a conscious attempt. I mean, the basic element is to have really hooky songs that people are able to, you know, tap their foot to and remember after the first time that they hear them. And if anything is really conscious, it's that, you know, we're just trying to create hooky pop songs that are smart as well.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of which, how about I have you introduce the first 16 millimeter track they're going to show on, we're going to play on Dishpan Hands here this evening. I have to start with the one that started it all for me, and that's SOS. So can you introduce that track for us, please?
This is a song called SOS by the wonderful band 16mm, and the short story on this one is that Matthew had wanted, he was in a big Bruce Springsteen phase, and he wanted to have our own Dancing in the Dark, and SOS is 16mm's Dancing in the Dark.
Fantastic. All right, okay, so we're listening to SOS from 16mm here on CJMQ 88.9 FM. All right, back on Dishpan Hands here at CJMQ 88.9 FM, and once again with Jeffrey Powell, bassist with Vancouver band 16mm. Now, part of the reason that I have discovered the band was because of the SOS video, which was shot by Scott Cudmore, who's a video director, music video director based out of Toronto. He's actually going to be on the show next week, which is pretty cool. And so talk to me about what it was like. What's the process for a band that decides they want to make a video and is trying to determine who to work with, Jeffrey?
Well, we had we applied for a Video Fact grant. We were fortunate enough to have support from Universal Music Canada, who provided us with a licensing agreement here in Canada. So with their help, we put together a proposal for Video Fact with Scott's treatment. The background with that being that we had solicited treatments from directors from a number of production companies, and his was the one that had stuck out to us the most. And from his reel, I mean, he had, all these directors have reels on their webpage that are snippets of previous videos that they have done, and we really liked the stuff that he had done with the Great Lakes Swimmers and the National, and so all those things together, we put together a really great package, and Video Fact granted us with a grant, and we shot the video last August here in, it was actually in Burnaby, at Overland Mansion, which is a mansion that a lot of production companies use to rent out to do various filming for TV shows or commercials or what have you. It's a huge place with a ton of small rooms, so it worked well to provide with a number of different settings.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's got there's definitely a certain quality that you can see from one video to the next that has Scott Cudmore's signature. There's this old wallpaper thing, and you could, like, it would, no matter what the setting is, where there's this fantastic lighting and quite wide shots are very specific. Sometimes there's a little something that makes you feel a little uncomfortable, you know, it's or uncertain of what's going on exactly. Like the opening shot where the girl who's in the opening shot, is she in the band or was she
she was a friend of the band. So he had originally put up an ad to have an actor come in, and we were fortunate enough to have this person sort of within our network who had done previous work and was just had fit the part so well, so it helped help streamline the process, so we didn't have to interview a ton of people and what have you. It's like any sort of job search. When you, if you know someone that's right for it, it makes things way easier.
Oh, absolutely. And it's about working with what connections you've got there out there for you too.
So Brenna, she worked really well. And I mean, the funny thing with Scott, I mean, his the background on the video, and he may tell you next week, is that he was inspired by Jean-Luc Godard films, at least for this film clip. It was just interesting. So when you talk about old wallpaper, if you look at some of his old movies, you'll see a similarity in the way that it's presented in the cinematography of the video.
Oh, well, it's certainly very impressive and a lot of fun to watch. So people can access it on YouTube, which is where I found it, and can also find a whole playlist of Scott Cudmore's videos too, including SOS, if they look up, I believe it's Scudmore that is his username on there, or else if they want to go and see the more about 16mm, you can go to 16mm.com, I believe. Is that the site? .ca. Okay, I just wanted to double check that. Or Google you can definitely find it there. So the next track we're going to introduce is So Cliche. So you want to throw that one out there for everybody to listen to?
The next song is So Cliche by the wonderful band based out of Vancouver, British Columbia, 16mm. And this song was written actually a couple years ago, and it had gone through a number of different processes, and it wasn't until we hit the studio to record the record that it completely changed. So it's funny how something can hang around for a while and you sort of look at it and it's the same, and then all of a sudden we, you know, new life is breathed into it, so it became an exciting song for us to do, and hopefully it's exciting for you when you listen to it on your radio.
I'm sure it absolutely will be. You're listening to 16mm with So Cliche on Dishpan Hands. This is CJMQ 88.9 FM. You're listening to Dishpan Hands on CJMQ 88.9 FM. Once again, and now our final stretch with 16mm with Jeffrey Powell, who is bassist with this super duper band that I'm absolutely crazy about.
Can
now,
get really good bassist?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Can you say that one more time and just say,
with really good bassist from 16mm, Jeffrey Powell.
Yes.
How's that?
Yeah, that's great. That sounds really great. I like that intro a lot. Okay, let's go.
All right, we've done. Now, I was doing this. I sent the questions to you in the form of the ghosts. There was the ghost of 16mm past, the ghost of 16mm present, and now, unless Reaper-esque, I assured you, the ghost of 16mm future. What's in the works for 16mm? You guys are, like, there's a definite growing and mounting excitement about your band, so tell me about it.
Yeah, we're fanning the flames currently. So, there's a few things. One of the big thing that's on the horizon is that we're taking treatments for Lula, and we're going to shoot it here in Vancouver. So that's on the horizon. We're still just sorting through that stuff, but hopefully in the next month and a half or 2 months, we should have a video up available for watching, whether it be on YouTube or one of these other sites. And we're just looking at trying to get our getting the new lineup together, because we've actually gotten, like I say, Joel was actually post Juno Fest, which was last month. So we've got a couple of new players, including him, that have entered the fray. So we're trying to get some shows lined up and hoping, you know, knock on wood, to get out to Pop Montreal in the fall.
Oh my God, you have to do it. You guys, I'm telling you, you have to come to Quebec, because you're absolutely a band that I see really taking off here.
Me too. I think so too. And that's why I would really like to get to Pop Montreal. And that's actually sort of been the focus in my head, was to get out there. But, you know, to get it out there in the right circumstances as well. So I'm looking forward to getting that together. And maybe we can hang out and talk about ghosts together.
Absolutely. I've got lots of them. Skeletons, ghosts, you name it.
Yes.
Okay, well, look here. It's ironic that you happened to mention Lula, because that's what we're going to close with. But before we get to that, because it's... Oh, and you talk about Hookie and listening to a track that gets absolutely into your head. That's the case for me with SOS and with Lula, with all of the tracks, but those two in particular, I've got to say, just have caught me hardcore. So now this is my final four, based on James Lipton's Inside the Actor's Studio questions at the end of his interviews. So I've got my stack of blue cards here, and the top one says, name one of your strengths, Jeffrey Powell. Sure. Or it can be the band. It's whatever works, whatever you want to do.
You know what? I was talking with, Matt and I were talking with someone the other day, and we were talking about how our bio says that we're really handsome. So can I say that that's one of our strengths?
Of course.
Really handsome?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, yep. Well, that's what Really Great Bass is from 60mm, Jeffrey Powell says is...
The handsome factor. I love it. I think it works.
Yep.
So now I'm going to... The next blue card says, Jeffrey Powell, name one of your weaknesses.
Oh, I should have researched this. Because there's an answer here. I'm trying to think. I think Matt would say girls are weaknesses. Is that...
Sure.
Like that one, huh?
Hey, you know what? When handsomeness is a strength, of course, it's you know, logically could result in girls being a weakness. Why not? I like it.
Yeah.
So, and now along those lines, blue card number three says, "What is your favorite candy?"
Favorite candy? Well, that's hands down. Everyone knows my favorite candy are Allen's Cherry Blasters.
Oh.
I'm not talking one about those little ones, like those 75-cent ones that you get at the front counter. I'm talking about those 229 ones that you actually have to go into the bigger candy section. So it's that whole bag. I think it's like 225 grams. I don't know if that's right. But anyways, it's a big bag of candies. And it's disgusting how quickly I eat this big bag of candies. But hands down, easily, Cherry Blasters.
That's definitely me and Rockets. They shouldn't even... I can't buy them for Halloween to put in like goodie bags or give out to kids, because they won't be given out to kids. I might even look in the kids' bags in case they have some.
Exactly.
They're good. All right. So, and now the fourth blue card. What do you want to be remembered for?
What do I want to be remembered for? Well, I guess we want to be remembered as a band that wrote really great songs that got stuck in your head. And, you know, it's one of those things, you know, if you have truly hooky songs, it's really out of your control, out of the listener's control, that's hooky and stuck in your head. And we want to be one of those bands where you're basically invulnerable to the power of our hookiness.
All right. Well, it's all about the hookiness. So
yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Jeffrey Powell.
Thank you.
Very, very good bassist for 16mm.
Nice.
And this is... Dishpan Hands on CJMQ. We're going to close off with Lula, so introduce that one for us.
Okay, this last song is called Lula, and the short form for this was that Matthew had sent me the demo, and it instantly, it was an instant hook in my head, and I said we had to do it. It's very reminiscent of the Style Council, so if you like the Style Council, you'll probably really like this one.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I vowed to try. Read the book, admit to murder. Made the effort, couldn't cure her. Now imitation, innocence is speaking in defense of me. Fruitless conversation, cause it never says. We're taking romance back for fallen comrades. Bright eye, I'm wide awake tonight. Fever and a faith whore. I saw fire on the dance floor. I saw. We're taking romance back for fallen comrades. Fever and a faith whore. I saw fire on the dance floor. My darling Democrat, my darling Democrat. It's a sign of crusading devotion, honestly, inside of me. I predict a revolution of consequence and retribution. Your social salutations keep demanding all that's left of me. A ruthless separation, cause it never says. We're taking romance back, fallen comrades.